Hi, everyone. Like she said, my name is Jennifer Ramsey. I'm a student at UNG, and I'm an intern at the Donegan Nugget. And I'm not a public speaker, so I'm going to try my best to be as eloquent as everybody else. But a couple of weeks ago, I wrote an article called Tired, and it was about how tired I was of the racism and prejudice I had experienced in my life, and the fears I had for my brother, who's 15, what he might experience in the future. And I wrote it because I wanted people to know what it's like from both the perspective of someone who has experienced racism and the perspective of someone who has a loved one that they fear will experience it. And I was honestly really, really angry because I had encountered a lot of people at the time with everything that was going on who believed that racism apparently is dead, and it ended in the 1960s when the civil rights movement happened and MLK led some marches and said some speeches, and the last racist that ever lived shot him and everything was happy ending. But it's not. It's still alive and well. It's in Dahlonega. A lot of people like to think that Dahlonega's a great little town and everyone's friendly, but I can tell you from my experience, as a student here, that it's not, and most minority students could tell you guys the same thing. It's not overt. No one's calling me slurs in the street or beating me up because I'm out after dark, but it's more covert. It's the people who will cross the street to avoid walking next to me, or they'll shake people's hands, and then when they get to me, it's suddenly hands in your pockets, or they're smiling at everyone, and then they see me, and the smile is gone. I work in town at the Starbucks, and I remember a lady came in, and after she accidentally touched my hand when I handed her the cup, she went and wiped it off. I mean, maybe she was some kind of germaphobe, but I don't think so. I think it's just those people that you want to think are in the minority, but it doesn't matter if they're in the minority. They still exist, and a lot of people like to just excuse their behaviors and say, oh, well, it doesn't matter because it's just one or two people. But I've encountered those one or two people, and you don't always notice it at first. But when I came here, I didn't really notice it until a couple days in. I was standing in line for something the school was doing, and there was a song playing, and someone just said the N-word, like, loud and proud. And they were laughing and talking, and then they turn around and they see me, and the smile immediately dropped from her face. And it's like, oh, she didn't expect to see a black person. That's the type of racism that exists, is that you don't expect to see a black person, therefore you don't change your behaviors. And you think that what you're saying is appropriate until you're faced with the fact that it is in fact pretty discriminatory. And so that's the type of behaviors that we have to try and change in this town, especially because I like Dahlonega, but sometimes when those things happen, it hurts me. Most of the time I brush it off, but sometimes it hurts my feelings and I want to cry and I want to leave, but I love this place. And I think that those dark spots of prejudice can sometimes really mar the light this town has. But seeing all of you guys out here really gives me a lot of hope that not everyone in this town is terrible. There are a lot of really lovely people here. And I really want to thank all of you guys for coming, because it really warms my heart to know that there are so many strong allies. And even though this isn't a massive protest like they have in Atlanta or other cities, that doesn't have to be. Change isn't like a big thing, sudden movement. It often starts with a lot of small steps. Thank you.